what a couple of years it's been, you know, honestly, for that matter. We have, in the United States, gone through one hell of a period of transition in terms of our presidency, in terms of our leadership in Congress and the Senate, and moreover, how our government has handled this pandemic. And aside from all of that, this country over the last really decade has seen a tremendous change in our social dynamic. And, you know, I can remember back in the 90s when the first really heavily televised mass shootings took place in our country's schools. People were blaming video games at the time for instilling the sense of violence in adolescents at the time. Now we are seeing more and more radicalization in the thought process, and we blame it on the internet, and perhaps that's true. You know, I think for the most part, we've always had a percentage of people that radically lean to either the left or the right. But, you know, there is some truth in the fact that in this day of technology, when the phones in our hands have more power than the computers that launched the first rockets to space, that we can instantaneously know what's going on anywhere in the world, for that matter, that we can pick up our phone and we can video chat with someone in Pakistan or Venezuela, for that matter. I think that it has highlighted a lot of our differing views, and it's brought it to the forefront. But where we have failed is that we have lost a sense of reality in that this country is a melting pot. I think that we have a generation, and actually a few generations for that matter, that have been failed. In that we could blame the school system, but, you know, we really have to start with parents, with the family dynamics, that we have failed them by not teaching them the truths of history. That history is not always a beautiful thing, in the sense that it's beautiful for perfection. Moreover, we should teach the fact that history is beautiful for its imperfections. Whether you're a religious person that follows Christianity, one could teach that even in the early days of the Bible, that even those main characters in the Bible that we look to for inspiration were not perfect. They too had their own challenges. They too had their own scandals. And they too made bad choices. But we learn ultimately from our mistakes. And our country is no different. We could talk all day long about slavery. Our country was wrong. And you'll never hear me not say that. Our country was wrong for having anyone enslaved, whether they be white, black, red, yellow, blue. No human being should ever be enslaved. But in our 200 plus years as a republic, we have made changes in an effort to be a more perfect union. Is there racial discrimination in our country? Hell yeah, there is. But guess what? There is discrimination in any nation that you go to. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it wrong, for that matter. And what I mean by that is there's always going to be opposing views. You see, we don't have to agree on everything. There are so many individuals in this world that don't like the same foods that perhaps you and I do. There are those individuals, God help them, that don't like what we refer to in the South as maters or tomatoes for those of you Yankees up north. I don't understand why you wouldn't like a nice, juicy tomato. There's nothing better than a mater sandwich on a piece of toast with some Duke's mayonnaise and a little salt and a little pepper in the summertime. It just fills up the soul. But you weirdos out there, there's some of you that don't like it. There's some of you that don't like George Jones or perhaps Hank Williams. Country music, for that matter. I don't particularly like polka music, but I listen to a little bit of everything. Some of you don't like sushi, and again, you're strange for that, in my view, in my opinion. But we don't have to always agree on things like that. You see, here's the beauty of being an American. If you don't like tomatoes, you can get a plain cheeseburger. If you don't like sushi, you can get some sesame chicken, for that matter. You see, there's options for us. Going back to the internet, going back to this discussion of has information overloaded us? And I'm going to be honest with you, I think it has. I think, and studies are now showing that social media and the media, mainstream media, has a direct effect on your mental health. Our devices, whether it be your phone or your computer, is listening to us, and through artificial intelligence, it will bring up an ad related to the last conversation you had. And because of that, it messes with us psychologically. And so it puts those things that we consider to be conspiracies, so to speak, before us. And it just further breeds that hatred. Just this week, in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, MSNBC has been barred from the courtroom because one of their so-called producers, which they claim to be a freelance producer, was chasing the jurors as they were being sequestered to their hotel. One could argue that perhaps the media was trying to influence the jurors in that particular case. Who knows? We had our previous president, which all the time refers to the fake news media. Maybe there's some truth in that. But here's something else. Take this piece of information and run with it. If you were to walk into a good portion of white males over the age of 60 in the southern United States, the Midwest, and northern part of the United States, perhaps, say, like Montana and Wyoming and things like that, you're probably going to find them watching Fox News. You know who I'm talking about. You've seen your grandparents, your parents, just obsessed, these men and women, with watching the news. And so it doesn't surprise me that we have this great debate about the vaccine going on in our country. Let's go back not too long ago. In fact, prior to the election, then Senator Kamala Harris said that she would not take any vaccine that Trump, talking about President Trump at the time, produced. The very vaccines that are present now were first researched and promulgated under the Trump administration. But in recent months, the Biden administration has tried to mandate vaccines not only for the entire country, but also our nurses and our medical staff that braved this pandemic in the early parts without any form of protection, whether it be mask or gloves, because there was no supply. And now they're being told that you have to take this vaccine or you lose your job. Now, the Fifth Circuit, the federal courts, has put a stay to the OSHA requirement for businesses of 100 or above, and says it was unconstitutional for OSHA to have forced an individual to choose between their job or a medical procedure. OSHA has since rescinded that authority and said, hey, you know what? We don't have that authority. But yet there's this great debate, and you can go on Facebook right now, you can go on Instagram, you can go on Reddit or any other social media platform, and you're going to see the anti-vaxxers versus the vaxxers. And you're going to hear people talk about how if you don't get a vaccine, you're risking your entire country, and you're going to see where people are wishing death upon these individuals. What the hell has happened in our country? What the hell has happened? I'm not denying that COVID is in fact a real illness. Nobody denies that. But when we look at the death rate compared to other pandemics and we see, yes, there are people that are dying and nobody wants to see anyone die, but nobody wants to talk about the fact that it's not as deadly as we once thought it was. Nobody wants to consider herd immunity. You speak of that, and all of a sudden, the left says that your opinion is moot. Why can we not have a conversation about vaccines without it being right or wrong or hate it or love it? In the last couple of days, there's been some studies that come out that said that the vaccine has actually affected or changed women's menstrual cycles. We'll put links on the show notes at www.deuceconradshow.com. And then right after that story broke, certain medical researchers, the CDC, and different experts come out and said, no, it's not having an effect. Now we're hearing that, by the way, vaccine shedding is a real deal where someone, say, in your office or your household has received a vaccination, they will shed that out of their bodies, and it affects those that have not been vaccinated. And now we're hearing that unvaccinated women are also seeing their periods changing. Oddly enough, Mrs. Conrad, I asked her this evening before taping this episode, because she works in the medical field. She works in an office and in nursing administration. And I said, hey, did you notice any changes with your period? Because, you know, as the man of the relationship, you don't pay attention to that. And she said, yes, I have. And she says, I'm not the only one in the office that's noticed this. But doctors will tell you that this is not true. We have doctors fighting against doctors. Like, what has happened in this country that we cannot agree to disagree? Going back to the mandates, On the 29th, the Fifth Circuit will hear some of the states that have sued against the CMS mandate, which basically says that 100% of healthcare workers must be vaccinated or else. They cannot work if they're not vaccinated. There's no testing option. And if that does not happen, there's thousands of dollars of fines. I think it's $14,000 per case that the hospitals will receive. And not only that, they'll lose their Medicaid and Medicare funding. That is the majority of funding for hospitals. We are already seeing a true pandemic in the South of local rural hospitals that are closing because, number one, Medicaid and Medicare, they can't survive on that. The debt that these local hospitals are incurring is overwhelming, and so they're shuttering, and this has been going on for years. And so now we want to further that burden on these hospitals by just taking away their funding. It makes absolutely no sense. It is almost as if we've lost a sense of decorum in this country, in this world for that matter. It's though we have to all be on the same page or else. You know, we're to a point now that at first it was my body, my choice, referring to abortion. Now, if I say it's my body, my choice, referring to a vaccine, I'm wrong. Again, why can't we agree to disagree? There are those that don't like organized religion. There are those that may be Baptist and they don't agree with those that perhaps are Methodist or may belong to the Christian church or Catholics or Muslim for that matter. But guess what? That's what makes the world go round. I am very proud of my Irish and Scottish heritage. One day I hope to visit the motherland. I really do. But that doesn't mean that I'm not proud to be an American. That doesn't mean I don't like Italian food or Mexican food. God knows I love Mexican food. It doesn't mean that I don't want to try new things. There are also things that I despise and I don't want to be a part of. I don't like crowds. I don't like roller coasters. I hate them. Don't want them. Not going to get on one. I'll watch you. Doesn't bother me to watch you. But I don't like roller coasters. I also don't like clowns. I want to punch them in the face. It's not that I'm scared of them. I just don't like clowns. Okay? It is what it is. But you know what? I don't have to be around clowns. I don't have to go on a roller coaster. So for you to tell me that I have to agree with you, guess what? Don't come around me. Don't move in and start telling me what I have to do and what I don't have to. It's frustrating. It's truly frustrating. We live in a world where we only want to hear partial facts. We believe what we want to. I remember my dad used to have this saying. He said, it's easier to believe a lie than it is to believe the truth. And I guess he's right. I guess he's right. So who's controlling America? That's the big question, I guess. I don't know. Have we lost America? I'm going to say not yet. Are we on the verge of losing this country? It's possible. It is very possible. But I think that this recent ruling in regards to the OSHA mandate has given us some hope. And look here, folks, it's not Republican or Democrat or independent or whatever the hell you may be. This is about us being Americans, free from tyranny, free from a government that overreacts, free from a government that, quite frankly, doesn't give a damn about you. Free from any influence for them that matter that will ultimately restrain you from life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Ronald Reagan said it best when he said that, some of the scariest words that you'll ever hear, and I'm paraphrasing him, is, "Hello, I'm from the government and I'm here to help." He wasn't wrong. Remember, it was the same president that wrote the three strikes and you're out crime bill. The same president that says that we have created a criminal justice system that is disadvantaged for certain minorities. Guess what? You were part of that. When you've spent 40 years in government and you run for president because you can change the way the country is, my question is, what the hell were you doing for 40 years? So, who's in control of our government? It is you. And it is time that you realize that even when we are concerned about the security of our vote, that you need to vote. You need to voice your opinion, your choice, for that matter, your God-given and constitutional right. Because at the end of the day, America was built by the people for the people. Our government is built on the foundation of a republic. A republic represented by the common man. And we need to go back to that. We need to go back to that. Until next time, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving that's coming up, and I'll see you on Black Friday. And I'll be honest with you, I don't have any deals to offer you on Black Friday, but hey, just come hear me, and as always, it will be free. Happy Thanksgiving. Until next time, I'll see you then. Thank you for listening to the Deuce Conrad Show on Spotify Podcast. In case you didn't know, you can also hear this podcast on Google Podcast and Apple Podcast and most podcast platforms across the web. For more information about tonight's show, you can also visit www.deuceconradshow.com. Visit show notes for more details.